This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yanni Wetzel has been a star for the San Diego State basketball team all year long. The transfer from Vanderbilt joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Yanni, thanks so much for coming on the show. How are you today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well, thanks.
I asked you about the New Mexico game. It seemed to me they were throwing a few more double teams than you've seen so far this year. Was that the case the other night? Did you have to make some adjustments?
Yeah. They kind of had a passive double where they had a guy sitting in the paint under the basket and just waiting for me to dribble. So I had to kind of draw the double and then pass the ball out of that. But I unfortunately turned it over a couple times, but once I started getting used to that double, started finding some guys on cuts and that.
Yeah, and I want to take you back to, you know, when you were making the decision to transfer out of Vanderbilt. What put San Diego State at the top of that list for you?
The first day I was in the transfer portal, Coach Dutch reached out, so we created a relationship from day one. He came out to visit me himself. He didn't send an assistant coach, so I knew there was a lot of interest off the bat. So we met in Nashville, and then I decided that I was going to take two visits, and San Diego State was one of them, the other being Texas Tech. And when I came on my visit to San Diego State, I just loved the whole situation here. There was a great opportunity to play. And then obviously I fell in love with the program and the way Coach Dutch runs everything. Created a great relationship with Dave and a couple of the other assistants, and I played some 3-on-3 with Malachi and Nate, and just thought there were some great pieces, and we had a great opportunity to be an awesome team this year. So that was kind of a bunch of things kind of went into that decision, but I'm stoked I made that, made the right decision.
We are too.
I was going to say, man, you got to be not only a great athlete, but maybe a financial planner one day if you can predict stuff like this so well. Because there's really nobody could have predicted 25-0.
No.
And I just wonder how you guys are able to keep the focus night after night after night and go out there. And it doesn't seem like you're playing scared of your record necessarily. Like, you guys just seem to play every possession one at a time, let the game take care of itself, and that has worked for you.
Absolutely, yeah. We try to play as loose as possible at all times. And even when we're up and we know we're up 10 or 8 or just by a small margin, we got to keep playing loose. We can't tighten up because we know, with experienced guys, we know we've been in situations where if we do play tight, we give the opposing team a chance to kind of fight their way back into the game. So that's how we come and approach every game, and we play loose and we play like there's no pressure on us at all.
How have you guys been able to overwhelm your opponents the way we've seen? Because as I was talking to my partner Chris before you came on, you guys, no matter what happens in the first half, whether you get off to a 17-0 run or the game is close, or even if you guys are down a few times you have, you guys tend to overwhelm teams in that second half. Talk a little bit about the second half adjustments you guys seem to make week in and week out.
Yeah. Well, initially we try to separate ourselves on the defensive end. But the last few games, we have been quite close at halftime. So Coach Dutch and the assistants put us in great positions during the halftime. We make some adjustments, whether it's ball screen coverage or the way we defend a certain individual. And we all kind of adjust to it. We got some guys that have been in the system a while, so we can make those adjustments with ease. And it's just a matter of really the coaches putting us in great positions and us executing it on the floor.
Yanni Wetzel is with us from the 4-ranked San Diego State men's basketball team, undefeated and taking the city by storm. By the way, for those of you who might have missed it last week, or look it up, Google it, whatever you have to do, but find Mark Ziegler's story in the UT last week about Yanni Wetzel and his parents. Just a tremendous story, and hilarious and fun to read. And I think most people know by now you were a tennis player and then didn't play basketball until the age of 17. Now, you had a really good prediction leaving Vanderbilt and coming to San Diego State. What made you decide to play basketball? Because I think that was a pretty good choice, as it's turning out, too.
I think the whole world knows I used to be a tennis player now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Was your question about transferring from Vanderbilt or
just no? I'm sorry, just why you decided to play basketball? Why you decided to take it up?
Yeah. A big reason was I grew about 6 inches in my senior.
Ah, that'll do it.
The summer between my junior and senior year of high school. So I started dabbling in a bit of a social basketball, and then obviously with the height that helped, and the athleticism was already there from tennis, including the footwork and that. So I was playing pretty well on my social league team and decided to try out for the high school team and ended up making the top side. And basketball started to creep in a bit more and tennis started to take a back seat. So I eventually made the junior national team, and I decided, why not go for this? You know, I'm preferring putting an extra word for basketball instead of tennis. So just followed my heart in that one. And it turned out pretty well.
I would say so. Congratulations, first of all, so by winning the Mountain West Conference regular season championship. What other goals do you guys still have or do you talk about at this point at the 25-0 mark?
Yeah, we don't talk too much about the end goal, which we desire. You know, in the back of our minds, we want to win a national championship, of course, and we don't want to drop a game. But right now we're focusing on staying undefeated in this conference season. And once we achieve that, which is our next goal, we'll start focusing on the conference championship. And then after that, we'll move on to March Madness. But we don't talk too much about the national championship and March Madness right now. But we all have our own goals in the back of our heads. So that's definitely there. But for the meantime, it's just staying undefeated.
Okay, that's good.
Sounds good with me.
Hey, two San Diego State guys here, Yanni. We've loved watching you play this year. Thanks for the time. Thanks for all the excitement this year, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, Yanni.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.